have a week halftime of what the situation was. Did you feel the same way? Were you happy with how the first half went?
Well, no. I mean, obviously disappointing that we turned the ball over three times, two interceptions on my part. No excuse for that. I thought we did move the ball well at times, and took some long drives. Just got to do a better job of finishing drives and have to eliminate the turnovers and keep our defense out of bad situations.
Hey, the one that I think was intended for Dreese looked very weird. Almost looked like he pulled his hands in instead of reaching out. What was going on?
Every interception has its own story. Nobody really wants to hear it at the end of the day. Their interceptions, quarterback signs the check on every ball that he throws. There's an old saying that the most important part about every play is to possess the ball at the end of that play. And that's the quarterback's job, and I have to do a better job of that. Two interceptions tonight, two in the red zone 2 weeks in a row, just can't have it. Tip balls, whatever it is, can't have it. Got to find a way to protect the ball better and ensure we get some kind of points when we're down there in the red zone.
What'd you see on a touchdown attempt to Tammy?
What happened?
When you throw it to him, obviously, you guys
didn't get the completion. It's hard to say. I didn't see the film. It was an incomplete pass. Got the field goal there. I thought, we had good field position. The penalty put us in a tough spot. First and 21 from the 21 wasn't ideal. Got back into decent field position. Had a shot at it. And, obviously, it'd been nice to have had a little more time there, have a couple more downs. Jacob Tammy is going to play a huge role for this team this year, and that's not a factor in my mind.
Hey, it really seems like you expected much better, period, from tonight, especially
in the reaction
here.
I think in some ways you don't know what to expect when you get out there and you get down and you're driving the ball, and you get down there and some good field position after some drives. You just want to finish. It's frustrating not to be able to finish, and then you just got to be able to protect the ball better. So it's I don't make any excuses.
Obviously, you know, quarterback wasn't taking a big hit, bounce right back up. It's nice just kind of get that out of the way.
Yes.
So that just tells you everything's okay.
Yeah.
You had third goal. Is there any part of you that wants to take it yourself?
This was at 6 seconds. You're talking about which one? The one that we scored on, or we kicked the field goal?
No,
when McGahee scored, we were down there. We were down to the 10, got down to the 3, the 2, and we had some options there. Seattle played some defenses where the run looks, were there, and so Willis was kind of going a yard at the time, and it was just you get third and one. From the one, we were in two down territory. Coach Fox said he was going to go for it had we not made it, and so it was nice on that third down. The offensive line had good push, and Willis did a good job getting in the end zone.
And on the fourth down, right before the half, did you lobby at all to give it a shot?
No, I didn't. 6 seconds is tough. There's any kind of, have to scramble or move or whatever, the clock. Runs a couple extra seconds you hate to miss out on the point. So, it was our job to score a touchdown within the time that we had, and we didn't do that. Had to set up with a field goal, which was good. It was a good 2-minute drive, I thought. I keep talking about those different situations. It was good to get one of those. We were no huddle the whole game, but that was a 2-minute drive, a little faster tempo. Thought that was good execution. In that drive and good communication amongst the offense. Although the pass protection was excellent tonight, 23 attempts in the first half. It's a lot of passes, and against a good defensive front for Seattle. So I thought the guys up front really battled hard, and the receivers made some good plays with the ball, some good runs after the catch, ran some good routes. And, so there's some things we can build on, but obviously some things we just have to improve on.
You play a lot of interest in the no huddle at altitude. Did you notice in terms of the Seattle defense any more of an effect than you've
I couldn't tell. You had to ask them, I guess. I couldn't speak for them. But I thought, our execution of it and our communication in that was pretty good. We just have to, just finish the little things, finish plays and, finish drives. And, that's something that you have to do.
In operating the no huddle, maybe even a little hurry up in the last 2 minutes, patience is like, is that something that's key to operating that thing? Because it's, even though people want to get it quick, it was 9, it was 7, it was 6.
Yeah, I mean, and basically when you go no huddle, it's, you're simply not huddling, but you're still running the same plays that you would run if you were to huddle. You're trying to put some pressure on the defense and make them have to hurry up their communication and their calls. Obviously, it's more pressure on the offense. You know, there's not a time to huddle and sort of breathe. I mean, you're staying on the run, you're staying aggressive, and try to execute the plays that, you know, Coach McCoy calls, short passes, long passes, and for the most part, Seattle sank back in some zone coverage, and the underneath stuff was kind of there most of the night.
Hey, Peyton, after 2 games, what about your own game? Are you happy with, and what might you still be frustrated by?
Like I said, it's I really didn't have a whole lot of expectations because there was a lot of unknown, kind of how I would feel. And So it's nice to be back out there playing, and I think the more I play, hopefully the more comfortable I will get. It'd be nice next week. I think we'll play, probably into the third quarter. I think the flow of the game tonight is what why we played into the half, which I was happy about. I know the offense was happy about. You always want to score points every single time, and I think we can build on this, but I still think there's some things that we have to improve on, some things that I need to improve on.
Time for a few more. When you did get hit, did you hear the crowd cheer as you got up?
I might have, yes.
I thought you smiled. You might have.
I've never heard a crowd cheer for an incompletion before. I think we completed. I think the next completion, the next pass was to Stokely, right? So. That's what I told you I was going to do. Right? So.
Anything else for Peyton, guys?
Peyton, what's the better part, actually getting over getting hit or not having to answer any more questions about getting hit?
Both of them are just fine with me.
All right. Thank you, Peyton.
Okay. Thank y'all. Thank